My name is Zain Lauri Akhil from north of Kabul, Karabakh. I've been interpreter for a few years, like almost 3 years, from 2009 until 2012, with the French forces in Afghanistan, Uruzgan, Kapisa in Kabul. I applied and then I became interpreter for them. They were coming to our village like in 2007 and 8, so I was the one who speak with them in English because I was in English course. So they just tell me that why you don't apply to be an interpreter with us. So from that day I tried to be an interpreter with them, and on 2009 I finally found the way. And so I've been with them in many provinces on missions. It was okay, but after that they withdraw like the other coalition forces, and then I become jobless, and then I start to be an English teacher as well in one of the private English courses. So after that the life become very tough and hard, and I receiving some threats like from unknown phones and SMS, and even the people who lives around me in a village, they were saying to my family that your life is in danger, leave this prison. I didn't take that too much seriously in the start. In 2017, I've been shot by insurgents, by unknown people. I've been shot 2 times by insurgents, by my leg and hand, from very close, like 15 meters, something like that. So after that, again, in 22 November 2017, there was coalition forces coming to our village, like twice a week, 3 times a week. So I was the one who were there speaking with them, communicate with them and just to speak. So the insurgents, they thought that I'm still working for the coalition forces or French forces as a spy, you know, in the village. On that day there was 2 guys on motorbike. I really don't know them and I never seen them before, but people were saying that one of them was very young. He was like a 14 or 15 years old guy. He got his suicide explosive materials on his body and motorbike as well. And he just crossed a few vehicles. I was standing with Americans and Georgian forces, and he was trying to target where I was standing. He just exploded himself over there. So with that explosion, there was a 16 civilian wounded, 1 killed civilian, an 8-year-old, 1 Georgian killed, and 3 other coalition forces wounded, and include me as well. I was wounded. So from that time, I decided to leave village because